Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor?
Thank you, Mr. Rogers, and good morning to our buddy Jason Cairns here on the other end of the phone.
Good morning.
Hi there. So it is Tuesday, April 28th, and on my end of things today, I don't know what happened. Last night I read to my wife from Laura Story's book somebody just gave us, When God Doesn't Fix It. And I was reading it. I always put my glasses on my clock radio. I was a little slow out of bed this morning, but I couldn't find my glasses, so I've got the backup pair on, and their prescription's not as strong. So that's just, it's kind of throwing my game off. But how are you today?
I think better than that. You know, it's interesting. I have a similar pattern. If I set something down, I expect it to be in the same spot.
Yes.
A few years ago, my wife had quite literally moved my briefcase about 3 feet, and I couldn't find it. And so I'm very rigid in that way.
Yeah, just routine. And so everything's kind of off because I slept in. You know, it was one of those mornings. Woke up, 15 minutes before my alarm, and then... Yep. The alarm, and then the next thing I knew, I'm like, what do you mean it's 4:27? I get up earlier. I thought it was 4 o'clock. So everything's running behind, and it feels like I've got extra things. Like, here's an extra thing. Today is Superhero Day. The question we're going to ask folks, primarily kids, but hey, we're kids at heart, is who's your favorite superhero and why? You go first.
Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Why? Why?
I think because there's so much, you know, as a psychologist, there's so much interest in the power of the mind. And for me, I think that's one of the things that really came across with that character.
Uh-huh.
So I've always just been drawn to the Doctor Strange character.
So there was a Doctor Strange movie, is that right?
Yeah, there was, yeah.
I did not see that one. Is it worth seeing?
It is worth seeing. You know, I think when you compare it against some of the other ones, you know, he also appeared in the Avengers, some of the Avengers stuff. And, you know, those are much more large budget, amazing. But I really like the Doctor Strange movie.
Obviously, you would think that because he's your favorite superhero. Mine is Batman, going way back to just as a kid. Just I was taken with the 1960s TV show Adam West, Burt Ward, and... And over the years, like, he's just my favorite over Superman and the whole deal. So
I actually had a debate with your daughter at one point about whether Batman was morally superior to Superman.
Is that right? Yes, I think she did tell me about that. Well, we've got a little musical background behind us this morning, and it says we still have more than 2 minutes left on the clock. So let's turn to John 14, the devotions from your terrific book, Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus. Let's start a new chapter here today.
Very good. So 14:1, it says, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. So anxiety filled the room. Judas had gone off into the night after a tense interaction with Jesus. They were all left wondering what had happened and what was going to happen. Jesus told them that he was going away and that they could not follow, even though they had been following him for 3 years. They looked around at one another, filled with confusion. Jesus looked at them, his eyes filled with compassion. Knowing their hearts, he said, don't let your hearts be troubled. In other words, Jesus was telling them, men, I see your anxiety and your confusion. Don't worry, I've got this. He knew that they did not need a lecture on theology of justification. They needed to know that he understood their anxiety and that he would not let them down. Too often, we provide intellectual rationalizations for people's hurts. But in our pain, we do not need a well-reasoned theology of suffering. We need a person. Any theology that is not based upon Jesus is useless. Jesus did not minimize the severity of what was happening. That would have been disingenuous. Rather, he said, guys, I know you're scared, but the Father and I, we've got this.
Huh. That's wonderful. Yeah, it reminds me of some of what you were reading there, Jason. It reminds me of sympathy versus empathy. And I think of the Brené Brown animation explanation, which is the idea of you fall through a hole in the ground and sympathy looks down and says, oh, that's bad. Do you want a sandwich? And empathy goes down into the hole and is with you. You know, and that's the difference there. So,
yeah, he never leaves us.
Huh. That's good. All right. Well, tell you what, that reminds me of a song when you said, give me that last line again, one more time.
It's, my father and I, we've got this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It says, guys, I know you're scared, but the father and I, we've got this.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I'm looking for a song in that regard as we got this amazing equipment here. And Loving the Outcome has the song called You Got This. So I think that's what we're going to go with this morning. Jason, thank you.
Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Very good. WWIB. You never know what we're going to talk about. That's what makes it fun, unpredictable, and hopefully encouraging on a 50-degree Tuesday, my little sister's 50th birthday. How did that happen? Good morning to Hillary.
Good morning.
It's one of those mornings so far where it's like I had a lot to do and I've been running behind from the time I got out of bed.
Oh.
And then the glasses, I could not find my glasses on my nightstand that I'd set there last night. I was reading aloud to my wife from Laura's story, When God Doesn't Fix It. And so these are a lower prescription.
Oh.
So they don't read as clearly.
There.
Yeah, right. So everything's just kind of off today.
A little off.
How are you?
I'm a little off myself.
Really?
I don't know. I just didn't sleep well. You know what? It's time. I think it's time to take the flannel sheets off of the bed.
Oh, yeah. We did that a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, I know you love your flannel sheets.
I know. And I think that's why I didn't sleep as well last night, because it was a little warm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's time.
Oh, yeah.
I think
that's going to happen today.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. But otherwise, doing well. And it's a Tuesday. So here we are. We tried to go out and see the SpaceX satellite train last night. And it was very, very dim because it was early and it was so close to the horizon. So it was like dim, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My husband and I saw it very briefly, but my children were not able to see it, which then the crabby ensued from the,
right.
So we're still trying.
Uh-huh. Hey, last week we shared your question for Governor Evers. I got to ask him yesterday.
Oh, I
got to
hear.
And so we've got the audio here. And so a lot of people on the call, and you know how this, we were talking about how it works. You're on the call waiting for your name to be dropped and you want to be ready. Star six, boom.
Yes.
And so everybody said, thanks for taking the call. And I thought, I'm going to try something a little different. So here's how I began mine.
There's organizations all across the state from Wisconsin manufacturers and
I didn't have it queued up yet. All right, we'll have to do it another time.
It's all good. I can't wait to hear it. Let's do it at 7:15.
All right, we'll get it soon.
It's going to be good.
Thank you. Maybe even before 7. We'll work on it.
Okay, let me know.
All right, thank you, Hillary. Appreciate it. I had it queued up, and then, anyhow, it got off. So that's the story.
That's your Tuesday morning. That's your day. There you go. As if to prove his point.
Yes, thank you, Hillary. All right. And you're now an official member of the Altoona School Board.
I am. I don't know, though. I got an email because I have some paperwork to fill out. And they were like, and, you know, we need to connect you with this guy to do some headshots. And I'm like, really? Really? I got to do headshots and photo stuff when I haven't had a haircut in a couple of months?
I know.
Really?
I mean, it's that's the thing with asking the governor questions. I mean, like, I thought about a humorous question like, Governor, we could all really use a haircut and some of us need a hair coloring. I mean, can you please?
I'm more like, I want the thrift stores and the garage sales to open up.
We're getting it bit by bit. Dog groomers tomorrow morning. So.
How are dog groomers before my groomer?
Maybe
I want Jan. I need that.
Sneak in on all fours and just go woof, woof.
Woof, woof.
Oh, it's also, by the way, superhero day. So we got to ask you, your favorite superhero is who and why?
Oh, that's a hard one. I didn't, I knew this was coming and I didn't
All right, well, we'll give you more time. We'll give you more time. Think about it. Thank you. Well, it is superhero day, and we're asking you, especially you youngsters, to weigh in on our listener line. Who's your favorite superhero and why? We've got votes for Spider-Man, Batman, Doctor Strange, and Wonder Woman. So it's kind of an even field so far. 715-396-1670. So just been an off day for me. Was reading aloud to my wife last night before I nodded off Laura Story's book, When God Doesn't Fix It, and enjoying just the early parts of that. And so, but I always put my glasses on my clock radio and couldn't find them this morning. So I don't know. And overslept. So I was awake by 3:30. But then do you ever get this where you kind of, I'm just going to doze here for a little while. And then my alarm went off at 3:45, shut it off. And then in my mind, it was only 4 o'clock. And when I looked at the clock, it was 4:27. And I'm like, it can't really be 4:27. I was just a couple moments, but I was wrong.
Yeah.
Reality won.
Oh, snap.
Then couldn't find the glasses. Didn't have breakfast. I've eaten Pringles potato chips somebody left on the counter. The glasses I did find are a weaker prescription, so I'm needing to get in closer. I told Hillary, here, listen to the audio of the governor. I tried to bring it off of, off the internet twice, and it was off.
Yeah.
So it's just been, I'm running. I'm trying to chase life.
I think I finally understand what lean in means when I saw what you were doing trying to see the screen.
That's what it means. So anyhow, that's just a little bit of... But Hillary, you've been encouraging. You've been just like, it's okay, Mark. It's going to be all right.
Yes. We're
so
here for you. You're not here alone anymore. We'll support you in any way that we can.
I totally identify with the losing the glasses thing because I've done that where I've fallen asleep, say, on a couch or something like that, wearing my glasses, and then they're in the recesses of the cushions or fall off, or my toddler pulled them from my face when I was sleeping. And I'm literally almost legally blind without my glasses. And so, like,
good time.
It's not good.
We are all glass wearers, though.
We are. Yes. We are. Yes. So, well, there's only one way to go from here, and that's
up,
right?
There you go. That's
so
right. That's right. Yeah.
I'm thankful today. Can I just give a shout out to my husband real quick?
All right, head.
Because the car needed brakes. It started making an awful sound when I was stopping, and I was like, oh, this is going to cost, right? Because brakes are expensive. I'm expecting like $200,
$250. Sure.
I tell my husband, he's like, oh, I'll take a look at him when I get home from work. He gets home from work. He pulls wheels off the car, says, yep, we need new brakes. I'm like, okay. He says, well, I'm going to run. They have them over at the auto parts store. And do $35.
Ooh, yeah, that's nice.
$35, because my husband did the brake job on our car. I love that, man.
Yeah.
I love that, man.
Not to be outdone
skills.
Or overshadowed by the mighty Dean. I, over the weekend, put together a little 12-volt Minnie Mouse car that required wheels being put on axles and little Minnie Mouse hubcaps being snapped into their plastic slots.
But does it have brakes?
No. We found that out when Cooper tried
it. It's totally fine. All right, friends, a lot of people are decluttering right now because we have nothing else to do. So,
looking forward to different stores like Hope Gospel Bargain Center opening up again, right?
I can't wait.
I want to get a haircut and I want the bargain centers to open.
That's where I'm at, too. Yeah. I can't wait for the thrift stores to open back up. Okay, so this is what we're playing. Stash it or trash it. Okay, do we keep it or do we get rid of it?
Sounds fun.
Year-old prescriptions. Stash or trash? Keep or throw?
Oh, this is a quiz.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Throw.
Your old prescriptions, I would say dispose of in one of those.
Yeah, totally. Yes. In a safe manner. Yes. Old magazines, stash or trash?
Trash.
Recycle.
Trash them. That's right. 6-month-old frozen chicken, stash or trash?
Give it to the dog and hope he doesn't throw up.
If it was frozen, I mean, come on, you could still use it.
Absolutely. Stash it. Uncooked pieces of chicken frozen can last 9 months in the freezer. In theory, the chicken could last forever at 0 degrees, although most freezers don't keep things that cold.
Okay.
So stash them. Year-old spices, stash or trash?
I'm holding on.
I'd say stash, yeah.
I'd say stash as well. If you haven't opened them, you can get 2 more years out of them before the air gets the oils to evaporate. 2-year-old running shoes, stash or trash?
Oh, goodness.
They're getting up there. Probably most runners are ready to move on.
Probably, yeah. I mean, I honestly never trash my shoes. I just move them into mowing shoes.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it is trashing, but it does talk about that hierarchy of, like, move them on to the, you know, yard work shoes or whatever.
Nice.
6-year-old leftover paint. Stash or trash?
Probably trash.
Yeah, get that paint drying stuff. And
2 years. It's all you can keep it.
Yeah.
One sock. One lone sock.
You know, it's funny you say that because the reality is I've got some. I'm awaiting the lost sock to come home.
I know.
It's like the prodigal. It's the prodigal Argyle sock or whatever.
What could have happened between the bedroom and the basement dryer? What?
Can I be painfully honest here? I have one little baby sock. It was my favorite pair of socks for my babies when they were tiny. It's like a little cow sock, and it's so tiny. And I lost the other one. I still have that one lone sock, thinking someday I'm going to move out of this house, and it's going to be under the dryer or something.
You'll find it.
Yeah, it does say to stash it, because it says it's a sock, not a kidney. Why not keep it? So, okay. Just expired over-the-counter pain medication. Over-the-counter.
Just expired over the counter?
Just expired over-the-counter pain medication.
I think you could probably keep it a little longer.
Yeah, stash it.
Okay.
When it hits the expiration date, it's still 90% as potent as it was originally.
But again, please, please lock those away and keep them very, very secure.
Oh, absolutely. There's some more here, but this was fun. Thanks, friends.
Well, everybody loves free food, and there's the saying, though, that there's no free lunch, right? But don't you like proving that wrong?
Yeah, truth.
Remember last week we were talking about takeout restaurants and places to go, and Wendy's had an incentive for people the other day. I don't know, if it was Thursday, Friday, something like that. They had a four-pack of chicken nuggets you can go buy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can believe this. A guy in Oregon heard that Wendy's was giving out free four-packs of nuggets. He decided to road trip it. He hopped in his car. I don't know that the city county health departments would go with this, but he hopped in his car. He hit not three, not six, not nine, 11 different Wendy's.
What?
That's 44 free nuggets.
Oh, goodness. It says,
minus the cost of the gas, which is fairly
He hit 11
horrible.
Different Wendy's twice in Oregon and Washington for a take of 44 nuggets.
Oh, my.
Okay.
That
what
seems
else do
like
you have
bit,
to do?
Yeah,
here's
I
a picture. Here's a picture.
Oh,
so
my.
I'll show you.
That's a lot of nuggets.
That's a lot of nuggets.
It's a lot of nuggets.
Where would you guys say the best chicken nuggets are? Because honestly, as sort of a thrifty type of... Now, Chick-fil-A, okay, the Lord's Chicken.
Oh,
those nuggets are fantastic.
Down.
But around here, Burger King is super solid and very affordable.
Good.
I really like those. Some people say Mickey D's the classic.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Does Arby's do chicken nuggets? Because Arby's is fantastic.
I don't know. You know what? Classic Garage has the best chicken strips.
Mm.
They have the best chicken strips in Eau Claire.
Oh, you're saying that. I'm trying to remember who else I've had some good chicken strips from. But
well, I mean, straight up good chicken strips. Culver's is awesome, too.
Yeah.
So.
Classic every time
Garage.
Hillary talks about Five Guys fries, I think Culver's fries. I love Culver's fries.
Culver's fries.
Do you?
Yeah.
You know what I love about the Five Guys fries? When you walk into their store, they have the big 50-pound bags of potatoes there, and they just, like, they grab potatoes, clean them, slice them, and fry them. Like, they're like the ones you get at the fair.
I got a chicken nugget story, though.
Okay.
We went golfing on...
Sure.
So Michael and Elena and I and my friend Brian, we went golfing on Sunday. And then afterwards, they were just like, Michael and Elena are like, Dad, ice cream. And I'm like, dinner. And they just kept pushing it. And finally...
How can you say no to those two in particular?
Finally, we did. And they felt like, you know... But we got there, and Burger King, I love their icy. I got myself an icy. But... The ice cream machine broke after one cone.
Aww.
So these kids didn't fight. Michael went for it. Elena just went ahead and she just went right into the chicken nugget order.
Okay.
So it all worked out.
Good pivot.
Yeah,
wow.
Exactly.
There you go.
Chicken nuggets.
It's that time of year. So even in the United Kingdom, the force is not with you if you do not buckle up. In the UK, a Darth Vader impersonator found, you know what? You still have to follow the law. He was fined by police officers for not wearing a seatbelt.
Oh, but it was Darth.
Well, apparently, they found his lack of restraints disturbing.
Oh, you gotta be careful. If you're citing Darth Vader, he could use, like, his, like, force chokehold thing on you. That's kind of scary in law enforcement.
Yeah.
So, what do you guys remember about applying for colleges?
Not much.
Uh-huh. You know, this just came up the other day because we were talking, my wife and I were talking about ACT scores and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I was mentioning my alma mater and how I'd thought about going to UW-Madison. She said, well, did you actually apply there? And I said, well, I sent my ACT scores there, but I didn't want to pay the $35 fee or whatever it was to actually apply because I didn't think I'd actually be going there. So I didn't actually apply a lot of places because I was cheap.
Yeah.
So...
Well, I'll tell you what, a Florida high school senior, Craig McFarland, being praised for earning acceptance to all 8 Ivy League schools across the country.
Good for him.
That is impressive.
Yeah, he's accepted to Yale, first back in December. After that, the other acceptances trickled in from Princeton, Columbia, the University of Pennsylvania, Brown University, Dartmouth, Cornell, and Harvard. But his acceptance letters were not limited to the Ivy League. He was also accepted at, this is how much on application fee, 17 colleges and universities.
Wow.
So are you applying just to apply or are you applying because
you
want
to know what your options
go?
Are.
It's a little too much. I mean,
he's gifted and talented,
Hillary.
He's one of your people.
I get the, you know, applying to the Ivy Leagues, but then the 17 after that, unless he's looking at scholarships and then apply everywhere, baby.
Frugal
and take
Freddy
what's
here
free.
Is wondering if they waived any of those applications
right?
for him.
18-year-old valedictorian of his graduating class at Stanton College Prep School, a public school with about 1,500 students. Get this now. The GPA, typically 4.0, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's got a weighted GPA of 4.98. which is due to his interest in languages and significant course load that included classes in French, Spanish, and Arabic.
Sure.
Well, now.
Yeah.
Ian just placement smart test individual out of some of those freshman
there you level go. Good
courses
for him
as well.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Nice job, young man.
Well done. What state did he live in?
Jacksonville, Florida.
Florida. Yeah.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.